welcome to Gun and Country Radio, a program that discusses current social, political, prophetic events in the light of Scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. I know I say the same thing every week, but I really haven't figured out a better way to introduce the program. Well, on this week's program, I'd like to address the heartbreaking situation in Afghanistan. I've entitled this program, The Truth About Afghanistan. Because even though reporters have done a good job in reporting the story, the full story is not being told. Because our generation does not know or discern the ways of the Lord, therefore they're not fully able to understand the events. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it's because they have no light. And the text goes on to say, such people will be driven away into darkness. Or remember the words of Christ, Matthew 16:3. In the morning, you say there will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the time. So, in short, here's the situation. The hand of God has put Joe Biden, the current administration, and our whole country to shame and disgrace because he, or they, tried to solve the threat of Afghanistan and radical Islam with the arm of the flesh, with humanism, rather than following Christ's truth. We approached our dealings with Afghanistan like a nation of pagans, not as Christians, even at best as nominal faithless Christians. Jeremiah 17:5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength and whose heart turns away from the Lord. And that curse is real when anyone or any nation tries to accomplish a goal without following the truths of Christ, biblical truth. So that is the debacle or the curse against us. But second, the Afghanistans brought a curse down on their own heads. They had a window open for the gospel. Freedom and light was given to them for a little while, but the people rejected Christ. They never allowed for religious freedom. They created an Islamic state, a repressive Islamic state there in Afghanistan. Luke chapter 19, verse 43, Jesus said about Israel, for the days will come upon you when your enemies will throw up a barricade against you and surround you and hem you in on every side, and they will level you to the ground and your children within you, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. The door of the gospel is open to these people, and they shut the door. Well, this happened to Israel for rejecting Christ. And this has happened to many people groups since. So there are two aspects to look at here. The curse upon America and the curse upon Afghanistan. But let's not forget, through it all, through all of this sin, through all of this chaos, the sin of man is being exposed, the world in its humanism is being humiliated, and a remnant, a small remnant, is being saved. So first, let's look at the Biden administration and their poorly planned decision to pull out of Afghanistan. 2 weeks ago, Biden pulled out all U.S. troops, abandoning U.S. bases, airfields, and millions of dollars in equipment, advanced weaponry to the Taliban. The Taliban quickly overwhelmed the Afghanistan government and military, taking control of every city. With the American support and the American money gone, the Afghanistan government and military had no stomach to fight the religious zealotry of the Taliban. So literally, Deuteronomy 32:30, how could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight unless the Lord, their rock, had sold them and the Lord had given them up? President Trump, in an interview he did last week, said he didn't trust the Afghanistan president nor the army. He said they fought for America and the Afghanistan government because they were getting a paycheck from America. They were the highest paid army in the Islamic world. But they weren't fighting for principle. They weren't fighting against Islamic ideology because they were all Muslims. They were in it for the money. So as expected, they quickly gave up to the more powerful religious ideology of the Taliban. It was American secularism versus the Islamic religion, and in that, Islam wins. So now, the remaining Americans and American supporters are trapped in Afghanistan under the control of the Taliban, and the Taliban are doing what the Taliban do, shooting anyone who worked for the Americans and raping women. Yet all this was totally unexpected by Biden and his administration because being leftist, they were totally unaware of the nature of evil in this world. The stereotype of the hapless, naive liberal is true. A liberal is a man who believes he can pull out the root and still have the flower. And because they don't believe in their own sin, and because they don't regard God's natural and written law, and because they do not regard man's salvation through Christ of any great value, they disregard the power of the gospel, and they're tolerant, naive, conciliatory toward the evil of others. As far as they're concerned, moderate secular Islam is sufficient. And there's spiritual solidarity between leftism and Islam because they both despise Christianity. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And so all of the articles and the questions last week was, why did this happen to the Biden administration? How could this have happened? But anyone who knows anything about false religion versus true religion knows why this happened. Articles this last week, even from the mainstream media, are saying that Biden and his administration are living in a fantasy world. That Biden's response to the Taliban is divorced from reality. Biden's administration was asking the Taliban to behave themselves in their taking over the country. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, said that the U.S. had issued a very strong worded press statement from the U.N. Security Council to tell the repressive Taliban it must respect women's rights and humanitarian law. Quote, we have also indicated that they have to be respectful of humanitarian law, and we do not expect to see that Afghanistan will become a safe haven for terrorists. And our own State Department also sent out a warning to the Taliban, saying that they won't be recognized as a nation by the United States if they gain power through violence in their capturing of Afghanistan cities. Well, that certainly showed the Taliban a thing or two. This is the naivety of those on the left who do not understand the sin of others, nor the sin in themselves. It's also the weakness and the cowardice of the ungodly. Leviticus 26, you will flee when no one's pursuing you. I will also bring weakness into their hearts in the land of the enemy, and the sound of a driven leaf will chase them. Even when no one is pursuing, they will flee. And the way it works out in practice is that the left is so concerned with silly, self-indulgent, woke issues, such as imposing transgenderism, LGBTQ, preferred pronouns, and our military, that they miss the real issues of life. The satirical site Babylon Bee had this headline, Taliban enjoys good belly laugh over diversity training materials left behind by the U.S. military. Well, the sad thing is that kind of satire is becoming true. How deluded is the left? CBS put out this headline, climate change helps strengthen the Taliban. Really? Also, President Trump's Twitter account was removed because Trump wasn't following Twitter's woke guidelines. But Twitter is not canceling the Twitter accounts of the Afghanistan Taliban. Colorado Congressman Doug Lamborn sent a letter to Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey accusing Twitter of having a double standard. asking Dorsey, why does Twitter allow two Taliban spokesmen to have a platform but restricts the First Amendment rights of the former president of the United States? Well, we know why, because Twitter is opposed to traditional American values, just like the Taliban are opposed to traditional American values. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, pointed out that after the Taliban took over, Biden comes out with a speech about vaccines and masks, refusing to take any questions concerning Afghanistan. Quote from DeSantis, America's enemies view Biden as weak. He is more focused on masking kindergartners than he is fixing serious problems in the world. Dan Crenshaw, Texas congressman, writing in the Wall Street Journal, criticized the left and Biden, who have been pushing for no more endless wars. Crenshaw writes, they prefer to live in a dream world rather than face the reality that our enemies are ideologically opposed to Western civilization and will gladly stage another 9/11 if they have the opportunity and the means. Well, such is the naivety of the left, and it shows itself in wrong priorities and values, and a whole program could be dedicated to this aspect of the Afghanistan crisis. It's all because these leaders do not accept or believe or practice a biblical worldview, and hence their policies are always flawed. Just like the biblical prophets constantly pointed out to ancient Israel that the nation had failed foreign policy because the nation was not following God's law. So, the Biden administration is now running for cover because they made a fatal foreign policy mistake that will go down in history as America's second Saigon, as in the shaming of America when American troops pulled out of Vietnam. Now, 1 month earlier, when asked by reporters, would the pullout from Afghanistan be another Saigon? Biden said, no, you will not see helicopters taking people off of embassy buildings. And yet, a few weeks later, the very thing Joe Biden said would not happen has happened. And even worse, people holding on and falling off of planes trying to escape. Oh, and remember before the election, Robert Gates, who served as defense secretary for the Obama administration, wrote in his memoirs that Joe Biden had been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. His entire time in the Senate and as vice president, he was proven wrong in all of his foreign policy decisions. Now, in May of this year, Gates again restated that claim, and now it's coming true. Joe Biden is wrong on every foreign policy issue, and there's more to come. But why is that? Why is Joe Biden always wrong? Well, because it's a spiritual, moral, worldview problem. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 5, evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all things. And why does the Christian right put Joe Biden in the evil king category? Well, because his first act as president was to expand abortion, to allow for transgender boys to be in women's locker rooms and sports, and a whole host of leftist secular policy and ideology. And the statement is true that if you can't figure out that abortion is infanticide and is morally evil, you're not going to be able to discern any other policy correctly. But remember, this is Biden who claimed he was going to bring empathy back to the White House and back to America, claiming that Trump and his administration had no empathy or compassion. And, you know, those who were also unprincipled and unbiblical believed him. So, the Biden administration has been doing damage control. First, avoiding questions and going on vacation. Now blaming everyone but himself. And this is really a teachable moment to behold. You know, it's very similar to the blame shifting that happened when Hillary Clinton allowed terrorists to invade our embassy in Benghazi. Now, Biden is claiming that his pullout was because of the agreement Trump made with the Afghan government and the Taliban to pull out in August, and that his hands were handcuffed to that agreement. But President Trump made an agreement with the Afghanistans that required certain conditions. President Trump already delayed the withdrawals because the Taliban weren't keeping their end of the bargain. Trump never agreed for the Taliban to take over the country and to run the Afghanistan president out of the country. Now, there's a broader issue going on here concerning the spiritual and moral ignorance. This has been going on in America for a long time. It's been destroying our foreign policy. The United States invaded Afghanistan in 2001. And for 20 years, we have tried to make Afghanistan a Western democracy, a bulwark against radical Islam. But the error of America's leadership, conservative and liberal, is in attributing the source of national greatness to freedom and democracy rather than to the gospel and a Christian populace. Therefore, for the past 75 to 100 years, America has been trying to export freedom without exporting the gospel, expecting to get the same results as 1776 in other countries, but it's not working. As John Adams wrote, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. And the religion Adams was talking about was Christianity. For a non-Christian people, Adams wrote, they would break the Constitution as a whale goes through a net. But in secular America, since we attribute our greatness and our orderly society to the Constitution and to freedom, rather than to the moral power of a people controlled by the Holy Spirit and the gospel, we think all people need is freedom. Like George Bush said in a speech at the UN back in, I think, 2004, quote, the desire for freedom resides in every human heart. And with that policy, he assumed that he could liberate Iran and Afghanistan from Islamic totalitarian governments. But freedom doesn't reside in every human heart. Some hearts lean toward totalitarianism based on their theology. The French political philosopher Montesquieu, 1750, he's a man who held to a Christian worldview, and he was a favorite philosopher of our founding fathers. He wrote that Islam as a religion is antithetical to democracy because he understood that the God Allah was different, of different character than the God of the Bible, Jehovah. And your worldview and your policy is based on your cultural theology, your view of God. Allah is a God of submission and bondage, religiously and politically. Christ is the God of liberty. Galatians 5:1, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery. Afghanistan failed because it never became a Christian nation, let alone allow for religious freedom. Now, the State Department, under the Christian Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, put out the following statement about religious freedom in Afghanistan. Afghanistan was rated to be number 3 in religious oppression, right behind North Korea and Somalia. There are 48,000 mosques and not one church, because churches are illegal. So, quote, the Constitution of Afghanistan establishes Islam as the state religion, but stipulates followers of religions other than Islam may exercise their faith within the limits of the law. Now, let me pause here and point out what this means. Sure, you can practice another religion if it's allowed by the law, but the fact is it's not allowed by the law. Well, the State Department report goes on, conversion from Islam to another religion is considered apostasy, which is punishable by death, imprisonment, or confiscation of property. According to the Sunni Islamic Hanafi School of Jurisprudence, the Constitution states the Hanafi School of Jurisprudence shall apply if there is no provision in the Constitution or other laws about a case. The penalty code includes punishments for verbal and physical assaults on followers of any religion and punishment for insults or distortions directed toward Islam, including in cyberspace. So Afghanistan was destined to fall as a nation because the truth of Christ was suppressed. The light of Christ was snuffed out. And without Christ, there can be no success. There can be no freedom. The ideology of every other religion results in religious and political bondage because that's the way of Satan. And if American politicians and policymakers and statesmen would have appreciated that Christ is the basis for all national success, they would not have invested anything in Afghanistan, or rather, they would have required religious freedom or a Christian state. Just like South Korea became a successful nation because in the 20th century, the president of Korea opened the door for Christian missionaries. Christian missionaries started 293 schools in Korea and 40 universities. And that was the key to Korea's success. Not simply political democracy. Political democracy was the caboose. The Christian faith was the engine. But ungodly politicians in America today get this all reversed. Because our leaders don't believe in Psalm 33:10, blesses the nation whose God is the Lord. That's all caps, L-O-R-D. The word there is Jehovah God. The nation's God is Jehovah, not Baal, not Dagon, not Allah. The secularists who run our nation today, they turn to human freedom and what man can do for salvation. And that's what's meant to trust in man or to trust in the flesh. Jeremiah 17:5 curses the man or the nation that trusts the flesh and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Mike Pompeo, the Christian Secretary of State under Donald Trump, implemented a new foreign policy where the United States would not simply support nations that have human rights, or where the United States would push for human rights. Pompeo implemented a hierarchy of human rights where religious freedom was first on the list. The human right of religious freedom would come before all others, so that if a country didn't have religious freedom, it would be censored. And this would put pressure on Afghanistan and other nations to allow in Christian missionaries. But when Pompeo came out with this policy, the left was outraged because they wanted abortion and LGBTQ to be the front and center issues in regard to human rights. And almost every single media outlet wrote articles criticizing Mike Pompeo's new policy. And as soon as Biden took office, his new Secretary of State overturned Pompeo's policy. So what now has happened to the Biden administration in regard to Afghanistan is the fruit of their new policy of marginalizing religious freedom. It's as if God saw fit to quickly rebuke the Biden administration for implementing its secular ideology. God demonstrated immediately what happens when a nation abandons the truth of God for falsehood. Well, that's all I have time for. And as usual, the rest of this program will continue on my YouTube channel, God and Country Biblical Exposition. This is program 513. This is YouTube number 180. There's much more to discuss concerning the truth about Afghanistan. The radio website where you can access all of the links is godandcountryradio.org. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And blessed is the home, the school, the business, the individual whose God is the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.